MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast, it's Video Day calling in from Del Norte. Yeah, here last night to hit the last gas station or last place open period in town with about 5 minutes to spare. So luckily, I was able to grab some food and then got the worst hotel ever. Won't even go into details there, but pick your hotels carefully in this town. Up this morning, had to replace a derailleur hanger, went down on the way in. It's kind of it's technical in the dark, we'll put it that way. Trail on the way into town here last night, and went down on the drive side and bent my hanger. So got that replaced. It seems to be functioning pretty well. Hit the car wash and cleaned it up and lubed it up. Yesterday was another fun one. The wind wreaking havoc on life. Though I did get some tailwind for a while. It was nice. It's a nice change. Yeah, you just really never know what you're going to get. You go over one pass and things completely change, or they don't. About to head out to Indiana Pass, I believe the high point on the route, almost 12,000 feet. After Platte Toro, somewhere down there is the reroute. And I wasted probably 45 minutes yesterday trying to merge files so that I could, you know, just keep an eye on my GPS and know where to turn, and none of that worked out. So I'll be flipping screens and pulling out maps and whatever to try to make sure I don't miss this reroute and head into a fire. Mom, it's not as bad as that sounds. I'm sure I'll make it. But outside of that, everything's going well. The bike's functioning again. I seem to be doing okay. So I'm just going to get out there and hit up some miles. It's warm. I wish I had had a good resupply earlier yesterday and been able to push on. We're going to try that for the next few nights and see if I can do it. I keep waking up every day optimistic I'm going to get some big miles, and every day that changes a little bit. So, all right, I'm out. I got things to do. Talk to you later. Bye.